Okay, Chip. Now, what about the truth serum, truth drug that the CIA uses? We need to talk about that.
Sure.
People can be alert for it.
You know, I talked a little bit about in those containers down in South America, the processing that was done, and during the processing of cocaine, there were these little green pod-like things. I would later find out, working on the international side, that these little pods came from the nightshade family. They were used to produce a chemical called a form of what's called scopolamine, but it's a much, much stronger potion than what is commercially made. This stuff's made from the orange blossoming trumpet from the nightshade family. And we use it, we nicknamed it, it's called Burudenga, the voodoo drug. We use that to drug a target. We can put them under our complete power with a properly induced drug. They'll do whatever we ask them to do, and when the drug wears off, they won't remember anything that went on during the drugging.
Used quite extensively, yeah.
You know, every time I hear of an instance, to give you an example, where an assassination is committed and someone comes forward in, on the political side, now not just in a small town, but on the political side when there are political assassinations, like Rabin. I was in prison at the time, but there's no doubt in my mind that was a Burudenga assassination. This kid apparently shot Rabin, went in and admitted to shooting him, and then 3 days later said he doesn't remember shooting him. He didn't remember ever signing any statement saying that that's Burudenga.
You see that quite regularly, really.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
and,
you?
And it's actually becoming epidemic proportions. We've used it for years in the CIA, but now it's out in the general populace. And in Colombia, a lot of the gangs have it now, have access to it, and they're using it to rob people of their bank accounts. And I mean, a guy will get hit with Burudenga, given a Coke that has Burudenga in it, take a drink of it, and next thing he knows, his bank account is empty, and he'd given it to this one of these drug gangs.
And they give him instructions, tell him what to do, he does it, and then 3 days later he doesn't remember.
They'll do anything. They'll shoot a person, they'll shoot themselves. They'll do anything they tell you tell them to do.
What about drugs that the CIA uses to induce heart attacks and death?
Those are usually two-part poisons, compounds, so that they're not connected to a poison. We can, to ensure that a person gets the first portion, we've gone in and, like in an embassy, in one part of the world, we would put it in a punch so that most of the people are dosed with the first part of the compound. And then you have about 3 weeks before the second part of the compound has to be given to the target. And then that's the first gets into the muscles and the heart. And it'll show up only as a compound. Once the second comes in, it'll show up in the blood only as a compound, but it actually induces a heart attack. People actually die of a heart attack, and that's why the coroners always report these as heart attacks, because it's really a heart attack, and there's no poison that shows up. It would only be a compound in the body.